Christie says he supports the legislature's effort to ensure state officials are prepared to respond to the discharge of hazardous materials, but says he can't sign the bill because of security and public safety concerns. He says federal officials have identified trains as potential targets for criminal and terrorist groups and requiring train owners and operators to publicly release information about routes and hazardous materials would be reckless and irresponsible. Christie says he's also concerned about the security risk of the bill's requirement that local emergency management officials and first responders get all the information the state receives from owners and operators of high-hazard trains. Calling the veto unconscionable, the New Jersey Sierra Club says towns need the info for contingency plans. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.